I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your life and work coach, making sure your life is spectacular. We have on our show today, Shannon Houchin. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you, Jody?
I'm fine. I'm excited to have you on.
Yes, me too. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Let me tell you something about Shannon. Shannon from Roadside Republic turned her life around from a simple roadside peach stand, and now she teaches people to do the same. She felt proud and helped her community, all with fresh local produce. Shannon works with students and families so they can pay for college by selling peaches. Today, she has 100 roadside peach stands with over 200 workers across 3 states. And her son, Finn, who grew up selling peaches, is her business partner. Together, they work with students on how to earn college tuition over the summer by selling peaches. What a great idea. And I love it because we've all worked and bought produce from peach and vegetable stands, and it's so much fun. We want to support these people. Now, have you always been interested in, you know, selling fruit stands, or this was a total 180 degree turn?
Yeah, it was a crazy transition. So I was trained as a librarian
in
school, got a master's degree, became a journalist, an award-winning journalist.
Wow.
Then I started working for my family software development company and learned a ton about logistics and operations and fulfillment and delivery and all of those nuts and bolts things, which came in real handy when I decided to do peach distribution. So what happened, what caused the transition, it was about 2013. My dad, who was my mentor, and I learned everything about business from him, got sick. He got brain cancer and he eventually passed away. But during that transition where I was a caregiver, you know, and a friend and watching this man who I'd spent every day for 10 years with, you know, pass away, fade away with brain cancer, I thought there's got to be more. There's got to be more to life than, you know, working 12 hours a day, selling software, or doing an 80 to 100 an hour week, being a reporter and a journalist. And my son, Finn, was 11 at the time. And I thought, you know what? I really want to spend every day, all day with Finn. Oh. I want to do something where I'm outside, something that's tangible, that I can touch, that I can smell, that I'm happy about. And I had a friend who for the, you know, 5 years previous to that kept telling me, come out to South Carolina. He sells peaches during the summer. So he was in essence a reseller. And he said, you would not believe this business. It is the craziest thing. It makes so much cash. You wouldn't believe it. It's the easiest thing in the world. And you walk away after 3 months with more than an annual salary, an annual income from 3 months.
3 months.
Wow. 3 months. It's like working a crab boat, but not as dangerous.
Yeah, right.
So during that transition, I said, yeah, I will come out there because I had the time and I wanted something different. So I took my son, Finn, who was 11. We went to South Carolina. We learned the peach business from the ground up and I was hooked. And then that summer I decided to put together an entire crew and just go for it. Mm. And we opened 100 stands and we learned everything. not to do. Everything that I could do wrong, I absolutely did wrong. But I never got too disappointed or discouraged because it was this massive learning curve on steroids. Like,
oh, especially
failure.
Since your background was so very different, I'm sure. And I'm glad you were compassionate with yourself and said,
yes,
all right, I'm in the learning phase. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah. So then what, you know, and I'm curious, what did you do was totally wrong? Because being totally ignorant about it, you know, I think you have a stand, you're friendly to people, you know, you make conversation, you learn names, you know, you do everything, the basic business. So how can you get that wrong?
Well, on that scale of 100 stands, acquisition and fulfillment was something that had to be learned. And what we do at our roadside stands is we get the peaches direct from the orchard. So they are just picked. We never refrigerate anything. So it comes off the tree, on the truck, to our roadside stands. And so because we do not refrigerate, because that aborts the ripening and the sweetening process,
yeah.
We have a very short window of time to turn that inventory. And just starting out at that scale, I did not understand just-in-time inventory. So I was ordering tractor trailer loads, 18-wheelers of peaches. And inevitably, because I was missing the mark, we would have a warehouse of pallets of rotting peaches because we did not sell through before they got too ripe. And so our warehouse absolutely stank. It was horrible. The worst thing ever is a rotting peach, and second to that is a rotting potato, believe it or not.
Oh, goodness.
And these are the things you learn in the produce distribution business.
Yeah.
So I learned very quickly then how to forecast and predict inventory. Not every location is created the same, but there are certain metrics where you can predict and forecast the type of inventory you will need. And so very quickly, after losing pallets, tons of peaches because they were overripe, I figured it out. So that was a massive learning curve. And then what to do with peaches that are, you know, overripe and spoiling.
Yeah. Right, because there's a whole other market that you can make money with. You know, absolutely.
Yes.
There's, you know, there's pies, there's jams, there's
yes,
you know, there's fruit that they freeze to put in smoothies.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. What is your second area that you found? How do you use the peaches that were not sold at the stands?
Right. So very quickly, once I learned how to manage just-in-time inventory, that cut down drastically on the waste. Today, we have so little waste because we are so good at forecasting. But, you know, we're in Texas right now. And so the temperatures here can reach 112, 115 when we're on concrete. And that will cause a peach to ripen very quickly. So we do still get some breakage. And now we upcycle, right, all of those overripe peaches to the producers who do jams and jellies, do their canning things. We partner with a lot of commercial businesses in town, restaurants. They're making ice cream and peach tea and custard. And so they're using what we call mash. So it's the peach when it's really broken down and really, really super sweet, to then go on and make other consumables. So now nothing goes in the garbage from our stands. It is all accounted for, and we make money.
Well,
we sell that.
Yeah.
We sell the mash.
Of course,
and so
you do.
Never lose. We never throw anything away, and we never lose dollars anymore on our products.
That's, you know, that's impressive. And this has been since 2013 that so about 10 years, and
yes,
you got it down to a science, which is
absolutely
wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the fact, and you refer to this as a 21st century business. Look for an old school business that is not 21st century. Yes. Why do you feel that way?
So my family has a history in what we call the coin op business, and that's the coin operated business. So we're talking about laundromats, car washes, arcades, vending machines. These are old school, like mom and pop businesses that are still using accounting measures, you know, business practices from 50, 60, 75 years ago. You know, they're still doing accounting on spreadsheets. A lot of them are still cash based. So they're not even set up to use any kind of cashless, you know, payment systems, whether that be Venmo, Cash App, or credit cards, debit cards.
Yeah.
And so there's so much opportunity when you look around you in the marketplace to those businesses that people see every single day, but they just don't register because they're last century. And there's a wealth, literally, haha, pun intended, of opportunity to mine there, bringing those businesses into this century and then formalizing, right, how they do businesses. And that's what I did with the roadside stand. I saw, oh my gosh, how profitable these things could be. And they are, and they still are today, disappearing from the American landscape, American roadways. But they're just little ATM machines. They're gold mines. ATM machines, another cash-based business, by the way. And so nobody, to my knowledge, had ever created a business blueprint for that. It was, you know, a disappearing business model, trade, profession, what have you. And so that year, 2013, doing that many stands, I was able to, you know, codify the whole business blueprint. And so we formalized it, and we, you know, we were writing things down in spreadsheets too. But over the last decade, we have really advanced, you know, the business practices and, you know, the technology that we use to run the business. And so now with the business blueprint, I mean, it's so easy to use. Anyone can do it because we teach 15-year-olds how to do this. We teach families how to do this. And you just plug in. What's so wonderful about families is that they can decide, okay, over the course of summer, we need a new car. So we need $35,000 for cash to pay for a car. Well, once you know the net profit you want to make, you just plug that into the business blueprint, and it tells you how many stands you need to operate, how many people you need to run the stands, how many hours you need to be open, how many tons of peaches you need to sell, the type of locations where you need to be so that you're visible. And that's all available. The folks that run the stands now, they call the shots, and they simply have to decide how much money they want to make or how much time that they want to allocate to the business. And then the blueprint will tell them what to do.
That's great. It almost sounds like this is a franchise. Would you say that you have franchised your business?
So I'm very careful about franchising because, you know, there are so many rules and regulations and requirements that come along with that. Essentially, it is like a franchise. We refer to it as a network of independent, right, business operators. So what we're doing is we're teaching people how to do this for themselves, and they get to join the Roadside Republic network. And now we're building a nationwide network of roadside stands that we can promote, that we can distribute to. So me as a peach broker, I'm also a peach broker now, which means I buy and sell peaches. I flip peaches. So I'm getting peaches from Delaware and Pennsylvania and South Carolina. And then I'm reselling them to the roadside stands in our network so that they have an easy way to acquire product from all over the US, and they are not finding it, you know, one by one and making those relationships themselves. They're able to come back to us for that opportunity.
Yeah. It sounds like you've got everything set up well for somebody who wants to join the network. And but that's marvelous. Congratulations. That's not an easy job, especially when you started with 100 stands. It wasn't like, All right, I can do 10 stands in my town and three other towns. Why the big jump?
Yeah, I think because I never like to do anything small. And I knew it that particular summer, I had a very large crew that I had access to. I had warehouses, I had trucks, I had people, bodies, I had locations, and I knew that that was a good opportunity if I wanted to go big right then. And the second thing was, I really wanted to know if this business blueprint, this business model was scalable. And could you easily, like a sliding scale, could you easily go from one stand to 10, to 50, to 100, and then back down? Is there a sweet spot anywhere in there? And I found, yes, absolutely. You can do 100 stands at once. You can do 50 or you can do 5. And what's beautiful, it truly is a sliding scale. Because once you have the blueprint and you know what it requires to do one stand, it's just
You
go up from
double
there.
or
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
And you do have to have more, facilities, and you got to have more people, and you got trucks, so there are logistics or real hard logistics involved at that size, but it's a big business. It can be a really big distribution business for somebody who's looking to scale and do, $2 to $10 million over the course of a summer.
Wow, that's marvelous. Wow. And what I would imagine employees working the stands are one of the more challenging aspects for 10 or 100, keeping the employees at the stand. And do you find that that's one of your challenges?
So, surprisingly, not anymore. And maybe not even initially. We never have employees, we have contractors. And the reason we do it that way is because we have so many opportunities at our stand. What we do is we kind of hold like open meetings or open door sessions where we put out, we put out messages, flyers. We put out the news that, hey, peach season's almost here. We need to hire people. And then we have these open meetings where people can come and find out more what it means to work at a roadside stand. And then we just, and then so we kind of do a real brief interview process. But we have a big schedule, which all of these folks, these contractors, seasonal, temporary people have access to. And they are able to set their own schedule. They just go in, pick the days that they want, the hours that they want, fill it in, and they show up and they do get trained on how to do the business. And then they're always working with somebody else initially until they're feel comfortable to do it on their own. So we did it that way so that the people who work at the stands truly are in control of their own schedule. And they truly are contractors, by definition. What I found today is that we pay people so well, and it's such a good experience as a worker that we don't have any problems recruiting people now. And we continue to follow the same process where we have these just open meetings. People show up, we're at a stand, they get to see what it's like. We get to talk to each person that shows up for that kind of training process. And then they work with, somebody, they work with another worker who's more experienced. And that's kind of how we vet them. And then we go from there. And the kids are making $20 an hour
Great.
plus tips. So some of these kids, they can make $35 to $50 an hour. And that goes towards their textbooks, their living expenses, and tuition. So they love it, and it's the easiest job in the world because everybody's happy.
And
People
everyone's outside. Oh,
yeah.
yeah, you show up for peaches and it's like major day.
Yeah.
And it's great that you're offering, college students. It sounds like that's what you did with Finn, your son. You have an opportunity to pay for some of your intuition or some of your tuition and supplies. Are you targeting college students, is that part of the flyers to get students in the open meeting, or are you looking for older people who may want to spend maybe 3-4 hours a day at peach season?
Everybody, the way it's kind of shaken out is that we do predominantly have students, high school and college, because they seem to be the most hungry, right? Mm-hmm. They're really looking to earn income. Mm-hmm. We also have like teachers on summer breaks. We have families. So we'll have a lot of moms who actually have small children, because we're like, absolutely bring your kids with you.
Wow.
It's a family environment. So yeah. We are not opposed. We welcome kids in the stand. And in fact, when the students are there, the students frequently have other students there, friends there.
Oh,
so
yeah. Their buddies.
It becomes a real family-centric atmosphere. And the consumers, the customers who stop at our stand, they love it because they get to engage with the young people in the community. And so they're having conversations about college. Where are you going to go? What are you going to study? And it becomes this really lovely conversation between the young people and, you know, the more experienced professional people in the community. Over the years, I mean, we have hired everyone. We've had people who are homeless and are looking for income, right, so that they can get stable. We provide jobs so that we can provide references for folks. And then that way they can get out of a shelter and get into, you know, some sort of housing opportunity. Let's see, everybody, people who don't have transportation. So we help with carpools or bus schedules or, you know, however we can help them get to the stands. And we just find opening up the opportunity for everyone is not only, it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the seasonal worker. It's a win for us because we have a really dedicated, committed person in the stand. And then it's a win for the community because they feel that they are supporting not only us, the reseller, but also the farm because it's local sustainable produce. And then they're actively advocating and supporting for people in the community who are trying to meet their own goals and who are really hustling and working.
Yeah.
So it's just a good experience all the way around.
You know, it really sounds wonderful. And again, I'm really impressed with what I hear is it's helping everyone in the community. It's helping the stand owner, it's everyone down from there. So what a great idea, what a great thing to implement in the community. And, you know, I'm just curious, what, as far as locale in a community, makes the most successful location?
Yes.
What goes into that?
We have a whole like checklist. It's full of criteria on how you would determine or assess, vet your location. And we do several different types of opportunities. When we initially got started, we were working with commercial tents and they were 10 by 20. So these are big tents and they are semi-permanent. They go up around Memorial Day and then they come down around Labor Day because that's a peach season, late May to early September. So those go up and we would have those in busy parking lots. So we would co-locate with, say, high traffic convenience stores, grocery stores, garden centers, restaurants, you know, wherever we've thought would be high traffic, high visibility, lots of parking, easy ingress, egress, and that the traffic at a roadside stand, 80% of our traffic is impulse. So they're first time customers. So 80% of the people that are stopping at our location have never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a bonus for the retail business we're co-locating with. Because then they get to feed off of our traffic. And same thing, vice versa. So we found that that's a really good place to put a roadside stand. And we negotiate with the landlord and we actually lease the property. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, a lease agreement. And we look at Department of Transportation, statistics so we can see car counts at any given intersection. And then we kind of have a threshold that we look for and we know, hey, this is going to be a really good location. So that's one type of stand that we look for. We have over the years we've evolved and now we do farmers markets as well. So on the weekend, you can find some of our locations like inside a farmers market. We do festivals, we do fairs, we
Nice.
do shopping markets, gift markets, we do mobile markets. We started partnerships with homeowners associations. And so we will come into a neighborhood on a scheduled day with our mobile farmers market, and we'll set up for 2 hours, and the residents can spontaneously shop, or they may have ordered ahead and then just
Nice.
got their order and,
Yeah.
head on home. So we look at all of these various opportunities, and now we do a little bit, well, we do a lot of all of them now. But
Excellent. Yeah.
it is,
Sorry.
I would say, the number one criteria, it's got to be very high traffic and high visibility because it is impulse traffic. So motorists have to be able to see you.
Want peaches on the run. That's great. And I love the fact you're backing up, the high visibility, high traffic with data from DPT. That's great. What would you say is your biggest challenge in looking ahead, maybe at the next year, 5 years?
I think we're going in our push to bring, an old school business into the 21st century. We're looking ahead at developing some proprietary products that involve local produce. Like one thing we've been experimenting with beverages and hot sauces like salsa, because we're in Texas. And so
Great.
this year we're looking at, creating some private label products that we hope to bring to market, and just understanding like all the ins and outs of doing those types of, endeavors, along with continuing to run our brick and mortar business. And fortunately, Finn, my son, is 21 now. And every year he's taken on more and more of like the logistics and working in the business. And so now I'm pulling back to work on the business. So
Nice.
I get to
Yes.
do
Yeah.
these kind of higher level opportunities. And Finn is going to be doing all of the day-to-day stuff. So we're evolving, and
Yeah.
hopefully we'll be able to announce some private products maybe in the next
Nice.
6 months.
So you get to spend time innovating, and Finn gets more hands-on and gets to run some of the stuff you've been
Yes.
doing, which is great. And I'm hearing peach salsa. Is
Yes.
that, ooh, what a
Oh my
great
gosh.
product.
It is so addictive. There are peach salsas on the market. A lot of producers will put tomatoes in theirs, but we do, it's just straight up peaches.
Oh my word.
It is the most addictive thing ever. I love it so much.
That, and I'm sure you have a little stash right by the stand on the off to the side, the counter with a flashy sign, which would be a good way to sell
Right.
it. Oh, sounds great. Well, thank you, Shannon. Is there a way people can get a hold of you if they want more information about running their own stand or anything, really?
Yes. So, Jody, we used to, pre-COVID, we would teach families and students how to open and operate their own roadside stand in person. We would do it face to face
Wow,
and
great.
just like one-offs. We were, every day during the summer we were in business, we were teaching people. When COVID hit, we sat down and we actually formalized everything that we did, and we developed a video course. So now we
Nice.
have this evergreen video course. It's like 10 or 11 modules. And, you know, everything from how to find your location to even how to make money and sell the waste. So sell those rotten peaches we were talking about. And you can find it on our website. It's roadsiderepublic.com. We have tons of information there where you can learn more about us. We have free downloads like e-books and e-guides. They're linked to the video courses that are there. We do have a TikTok channel, Roadside Republic, and we offer a lot of content there, like behind the scenes and a day in the life.
Oh, great.
You know, learn, you know, come to the market with us, come to the orchard, come to the wholesalers. So we take the audience along on our journey during the summer and throughout the year running our business.
Great ideas. I'm sure they are reaching a lot of people, and what fun just to watch to see how it's done. That's great. I mean, that's very, what a great win, you know, very creative idea.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, thank you for spending the time with us today and on your very interesting story, which you have made, I'm going to say made magic. There's a lot of work behind the magic, but you have figured it out so that not only you, but many, many other people have opportunities to really better themselves at doing something that is, you know, down home, friendly, and very interactive with other people.
Yes. Yeah. It's truly a business that makes everyone happy. And like, it's hard work. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's labor intensive and it's hard work, but it's happy work because everyone from the beginning of the transaction to the end of the transaction is happy. And that just makes every day fun.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and take care then. And good luck. May is coming up, right? So May
is just around the corner.
Yep. Things are going to get very busy for you, and good luck with this season.
Thank you, Jody. I appreciate it.
Great. All right, Shannon, take care.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.